This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and once again we've got much to cover. I don't know how far we're going to be able to get in the next four segments, but let's begin. Number one, YouTube shut us down again on sonsoflibertymedia.com. They see that we're growing exponentially, and they don't like that. Facebook has been attacking us for years, as you well know. We just dropped a lawsuit on them 2 weeks ago. They're stonewalling everybody. Liz Wheeler, a conservative out of New York, just came forward with the same exact information that I've been sharing with you concerning what Facebook and the big tech companies have been doing to our websites and censoring our content. Okay? Just wanted to let you know all that's taking place right now. Talking to the attorney today, it was interesting because I said, how is it that Barack Hussein Obama, okay, this is the game they play, and I want you to pay attention to the details, and I'm going to play stupid with the stupid for a moment, okay? How is it that, speaking to an attorney, when Barack Obama's in office, he can transgress the Constitution 1,168 times without congressional approval? Now we've been told we have a Republican president, right? The good guy. That's what they've sold to us. And for some reason or another, the good guys with the law on their side and the support of the American people submitted to God's law, for some reason or another, we can't do the right thing. But the bad guys can do the wrong thing. And we're led to believe that the good guy's in office today, and yet the only thing that we see is him do nothing but call names. Which now leads me forward, okay? You probably watched this little charade last night. Now, I'm not going to be guilty of what I preach out against, friends. But I did take time to watch a 2-minute piece so that I could say I watched it, because it's all the same outcome. These are the two candidates that have been handpicked by the powers that are tolerated. People are beginning to say, there's got to be other presidential contenders. Well, I've told you 100 times over the last 6 months that there's 1,152 other presidential contenders, but you haven't heard a peep from them. And why? Because they don't want you to know that you have other options, friends. You need to understand that what you're seeing today, friends, are two guys on the same sides of the coin. They work for the same people, special interest groups. I've been told, for those that watched the debates last night, that it was despicable. It was embarrassing. Both sides embarrassed themselves greatly, and I'm sure they did. But, folks, for you to suggest that these are legitimate presidential candidates for us to choose from shows you how dummied down the American people have become. Matter of fact, there's a lot of people that aren't as dummied down as others may be, where they're posting pictures of the Penguin from 1966's Batman debating with none other than Batman and the Penguin. So they understand that this is nothing but the circus of politics. Both sides wins, friends, and what's interesting to note is what we're also seeing here concerning what's taking place. I'm going to cover a little bit more of that thought in just a moment, because what I want to cover real quick is how the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going on. Well, they do what they did last night. They just need ignorant people that will continuously take the bait and go ahead and watch the created battle between the left and the right. Well, Bradley, that's just way out there. No, it's not. They're scripted questions. They're all softballs. Notice how the questions never go outside of their political talk that they have created, making lies sound truthful. Every single one of those questions, friends, you can rest assured, line up with the agenda that they're pushing forward. And if you would just simply listen to me the first time, you wouldn't have to go back after 6 months and say, you know what, Bradley Dean over at the Sons of Liberty Radio, he was right about what he said. Of course I'm right, because I'm making reference to the word in the Constitution and history. And history is what comes into play now. Remember when Vladimir Lenin said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves? Friends, again, going back to the point to suggest that either one of these are legitimate candidates shows you how stupefied and desensitized the American people and how dumbed down the American people have become. Facebook, by the way, a post came out, and I have it in front of me as well. It seems to be legit. This is coming from Hal Turner radio show. Biden is caught with wearing a wire for his debate. So, as we watch the video, we see clearly when Joe Biden is coughing, he's got two wires hooked up onto his left wrist. And then when he goes and he pulls his jacket back just a little bit, a large wire appears. Okay? So I took that just to show the American people how this is all controlled opposition. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. This is Batman and Penguin debating. Okay? If you're going to take it serious, then you deserve what you get. Read Amos 5:7 when you get a moment. But going back to this picture with Joe Biden and these two wires being exposed on his left wrist, it's interesting because Facebook, once again, just like the history of the media, the mainstream media, they have a long history of covering those that are committing the act of conspiracy against we the people. That's not a theory, that's a fact. Read Jeremiah 11:9. But with that said, friends, I'm looking at the picture right now, and you know what Facebook does within seconds after I posted this? Facebook goes ahead, and they go ahead and put their disclaimer on my content. On my content. It says missing content. The same information was checked in another post by independent fact checkers. So I posted the video. Okay? I posted the video. And then it tells us under that, related articles, fact checked. Remember Snopes, CIA operation. Remember the mainstream media, CIA operatives calling themselves journalists, all controlled, all bought and paid for. That's a fact, friends. That's what's going on and what's been going on for decades in this country. But Facebook has the audacity to put fact check. Joe Biden was not wearing an IV or a wire in his sleeve during the Cleveland debates. Folks, I've got the video. It's clear to see. I've got the pictures. Do you understand what these devils behind the scenes are doing, friends? Facebook wants you to deny what it is clear for all to see. They want you to deny what you are seeing. Folks, and they expect that you're going to fall into line with them. And if you don't, then guess what? This is what we're going to do to you. And notice they're doing this simultaneously along with this whole COVID plandemic. We're going to get to more of that in just a couple minutes. We've got Ron Paul coming up on some audio. CDC is coming clean now concerning the variation of statistics that they've been giving out. Well, they've come out and told the American people the truth now. Why is that? Friends, you're being tested. They expect you to submit through forced compliance. And the American people, along with people across the globe, are saying no more. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 13 articles over there, friends, to 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. I just wanted to give you a quick heads up. The first 3 months that we started this website, we had tipping on 1 million unique visitors. Google got involved, completely pulled the rug. Facebook has done the same thing. YouTube is now beginning to do the same thing. And Twitter's been doing it for a long time on these sites. You better understand that big corporations, along with corruption in government, are doing their best to suppress your freedom of speech. They're also attempting to take away your Second Amendment. You lose the Second Amendment, you lose all the rest, because you now no longer have anything to enforce your rights. Okay, 1 Timothy 6:12. Read it when you get a moment. But what I want to do is I want you to understand that if you go to the right side of the page, click on to YouTube. Okay, if you're ever lost as to where we're at, just go there every day and it will pull up whatever channel we may be on. But go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto it, join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there. Click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. I don't need your little ignorant statements being posted. I need you to call in, and I need you to set me straight, because we are contending for the faith here. Read Jude 1, verse 3 when you get a moment. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. If you're watching me right now, you can see clearly Hal Turner Radio Show just did an article showing you the videos and the wires that Joe Biden had on. And in fact, he did. Facebook is trying to get you to deny what's plainly set forth before your eyes. Okay, here's the video. I'm showing some of my YouTube videos, the watchers, and on Top Chat, as well as that. And go to Hal Turner Radio Show, and you can see that, again, Facebook is busy trying to defend big corporations committing crimes against we the people. It's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. And we need to deal with the issues at hand, friends, while we still have freedom to do it. And we have enough freedom to do it, friends. So don't give me none of your excuses as to why you sit back and allow these things to take place. And I'm speaking to the 330 million that tolerate the crimes of these bureaucracies that have been created by less than 545 that don't know how to obey the laws of our Constitution. Amen. Called common law. So anyways, I was just highlighting the fact, friends, that what we're seeing here are the two clowns in the circus of politics real quick. And the question I have for the American people is, when will the American people learn? People are saying there's got to be more candidates. I've shared with you, friends, over and over and over again, there's over 1,152 other presidential contenders. They don't want you to know who they are. They don't want you to know that you have other options. And it shows you that the strength that they've already wielded over over the American people, as if to suggest that Donald Trump and Joe Biden are our only options? Oh, folks, give me a break. And if you believe that, you know what? I got to tell you, again, it just goes back to, and it's not name-calling, it's true. It shows you how dummied down the American people have become. President Ronald Reagan said politics is like show business. That's exactly what we're seeing. It's exactly what we're seeing. Here, let me give you a couple scenarios here. The feud begins on the campaign trail by dividing the unconstitutional party lines. There is no such thing as a Democratic Party, and there's no such thing as a Republican Party. We're ruled by law, not by 101 different party affiliations, which are unconstitutional. Period. Read Article 4, Section 4. Okay? And, of course, that is all set up to divide the party system so that people can be easily controlled. Now, what you have to do, friends, is you have to go forward and pay attention to how this is being played out. Lies are contrived. They're stirred up about each other on both sides, as you'd witnessed yesterday with Joe Biden. Isn't it interesting? Donald Trump calls out Joe Biden for his crimes. He calls out Barack Hussein Obama for treason. He calls out Hillary Clinton for her crimes. But Donald Trump has failed to remember that not everybody's as stupid as those that want to go ahead and worship him and take him for face value. Because we understand Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause, in Article 2, Section 2, which tells us that he is to faithfully execute the laws against those that commit the crimes of treason, Article 3, Section 3. Okay? So, folks, how embarrassing. If the American people knew the Constitution, Donald Trump, his name wouldn't even be whispered. They'd be so embarrassed for what they're supporting today. But for him to sit there and call out Joe Biden for treason, for him to call out Hunter Biden for treason and Barack Obama for treason and Hillary Clinton for all of his crimes, and he leaves justice undone. Folks, those crimes that he is highlighting shows you how far backwards we are, that he's actually magnifying their crimes rather than the office of the commander-in-chief to execute the laws against his crimes. That's judgment turned backwards. Read Isaiah 59. Let me give you a couple examples here. Hillary Clinton said, "Today I'm standing with Senator Obama to say, yes, we can." Okay? This, of course, is to delude the truth in line with the hopes that you will settle for the lesser of two evils. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2 of the lesser of two evils. Choose neither. Okay? These two are delivered up to you, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, right? The agenda goes forward. Now, this is what I want you to see. They're put up as political opposition, right? What do? They war for the presidency, and then after Barack Hussein Obama wins the presidency, what does she do? She totally supports Barack Hussein Obama. So she wants you to forget that she just got done cutting him down to size over and over and over again for what she was permitted to cut him down in size with concerning his crimes against we the people during the campaign trail. Once she loses, they're best friends, they begin to support each other. Folks, they've done it over and over and over again. Why? Because people don't listen. They don't pay attention to the details. The devil's in the details, friends, and here it is. Presidents are selected. They are not elected. John Witherspoon from Rutherford Institute just did a good piece on how the American people, they've already chosen their next president. It doesn't matter if you do the voting, friends. It matters who does the counting. Who said that? Joseph Stalin, the murderous dictator. And that's exactly what we're seeing across the boards is massive voter fraud. Folks, they're leading through opposition and they're controlling to the opposition. Presidents are selected, not elected. Okay, if it was true as to what you're seeing today between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, why isn't Donald Trump prosecuted Joe Biden for treason? Because they're on the same side. It's pro wrestling. Why wasn't Hillary Clinton prosecuted by Barack Hussein Obama? Because they're on the same side. As a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton said to Barack Hussein Obama, I was fighting against those ideas when you were practicing law and representing your contributor, Resco, in his slum landlord business in the inner city of Chicago. A paid audience, what do? They respond, yeah, good job, Hillary Clinton, good job. Most people don't know that they're paid audiences. Okay? It's all bought and paid for, America. Going on. The crowd is then stirred up as they cheer on Hillary Clinton. In the end, Barack Hussein Obama wins, and then he appoints. After Barack Hussein Obama wins against his appointed handpicked rival, right? At least that's what we were told. Hillary Clinton is then put into the position of the Secretary of State. If it was true what he was saying on the campaign trail about Hillary Clinton, which it was, and then some, why did he appoint her to that position? America, will you wake up as to what's going on here? Barack Hussein Obama about Hillary Clinton. I want the country to appreciate just what an extraordinary role she's played during the course of my administration. Hey, what's the difference? Donald Trump, for a year and a half on the campaign trail, does what? Nothing but highlights the crimes of Hillary Clinton. Once he wins, 41 seconds into his speech, what does he say about Hillary Clinton? The American people, to his supporters... To his supporters, he has the audacity to say to them, verbatim, that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. It's exactly what he said. We played the audio several times. And then when asked, after he wins the presidency, the People's White House, why was it that you were threatening Hillary Clinton in such a fashion? He said, it's just political talk. He said the Clintons are good people. No, I'm not gonna prosecute them. So he undid his promises 41 seconds after he wins the People's White House. Now guess what he's running off of? Going to Donald Trump. He's running off the same thing. We need to get rid of these people. We need to drain the swamp. As he raises millions of dollars off the stupidity of the American people that are not paying attention to the corrupt fruit on the corrupt tree. And if you want to know why the vilest men walk free today, well, look to the White House, friends. Come on, he's failed to prosecute the criminals. Read Proverbs 20, verse 8 when you get a moment, okay? Former governor and pro wrestler Jesse Ventura said politics in America is identical to pro wrestling. Friends, I'm going to stay on top of this topic for a couple moments. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you exactly how it's played out so you can understand these are all players for special interest groups attempting to what? Usher America into a united nation, one global order, and this just happens to be the empire. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Commission on Presidential Debates announced on Wednesday that the night's prior face-off between President Trump and Vice President Biden showed the need for additional structure to the format to ensure a more orderly discussion. The commission saying it would announce new measures shortly, while also complimenting Chris Wallace of Fox News for his professionalism moderating the debate Tuesday night. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on the campaign trail, taking part in a train tour of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Biden telling supporters,
"What I saw last night was all about him. He didn't speak to you or your concerns or the American people even once. Donald Trump broke his promise. He said he was running to help the forgotten American. As soon as he got elected, he forgot them. I'll never forget."
USA Radio News. Los Angeles District Attorney Jackie Lacey announces the arrest of Deontay Lee Murray in relation to the ambush shooting of two deputies in Compton, California.
"We've all seen the shocking surveillance video of the shooting and the heroic actions of the wounded female deputy as she drags her partner to safety. That video plus other compelling forensic evidence are the basis for this prosecution."
Murray set to be arraigned today in Compton. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia is calling on FBI Director Christopher Wray to resign. In a letter to Wray, Collins is accusing him of being unwilling or unable to bring accountability to the upper echelon of the FBI. Another player for the Tennessee Titans tested positive for COVID-19, adding to an outbreak that has caused the NFL to postpone the team's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Right now what I'm doing is, and I'm caught on this, so I'm going to stay with it, okay, friends? We're going to follow the Holy Ghost here, and this is information that's pertinent to what's taking place in our country. I'm showing you right now, friends, how the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going on. People across the country are awakening to what's going on. There's memes going across the board right now on social media of Batman debating Penguin, okay? And it's what I've always said since day one, friends. This is all scripted. They're actors. They're all actors. If they were not all actors, why are they never prosecuted for their crimes that they're called out for by the other candidates? They never do. Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America, friends. There's no longer any excuses on your end as to why he's sitting there talking about treason in Joe Biden. And isn't it interesting how they sell Joe Biden to you, friends? They call him out for his crimes, and then they put him up as the next candidate. This is communism. This is communism. This is called getting your eyes off of Jesus Christ, friends, to actually take this serious. That's the only way it would work. President Ronald Reagan said politics is like show business. Of course it is. Presidents are selected, not elected. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, of course they are. Hey, friends, a question that you have to ask yourself. Like the Kardashians, who cares about the Trumps? What made them famous? Well, for 30 years, he's been groomed in a favorable light by the media that he calls fake news, for the record. Just thought I'd share that with you. If you're not paying attention, I am. President Franklin D. Roosevelt also said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Did you hear what I said? It's exactly what's happening, friends. The topics in which they're highlighting, they're covering, are topics that prove the agenda, friends. And it proves the quote, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. They're talking about COVID as if it's legit. They're talking about many of these topics as if to suggest that they have within their constitutional authority to do so. They're talking about building jobs. They have no business in the arena of building jobs. It's their job to maintain order, to condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and to restrain men from sin. Period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. But you sit there, Americans, and you watch these people, and you legitimize what they cannot legitimize. They're acting outside of their scope of authority, okay? They don't have the authority to be covering the topics that they're even talking about. And you can look at Mr. Wallace. He's going right along with it. And you can rest assured he's an operative, just like Stephanopoulos and the rest of them are, friends. They're paid actors. They're reading off teleprompters, or they're using a system to communicate what needs to be said or how to respond to certain questions. Or if he forgot a question like Joe Biden did, well, he can just resort to a wire that he's got all over his body, which nobody can deny. My goodness, friends. Gosh, how do you make this up? Former governor, pro wrestler Jesse Ventura. Politics in America is identical to pro wrestling. For those that don't know, pro wrestling is set up very much like the political world is set up today. Ed McMahon is very good friends with Donald Trump. And if you didn't know this, Donald Trump was in several of his little schemes and scenarios in pro wrestling. And if you try to post them, big tech companies will delete you immediately like they did mine when I was doing the video called The Circus of Politics, showing you exactly what I'm showing you right now. Hey, folks, this isn't about your favorite politician. This is about you being principled. These are deceivers. They're ill-designing men. Ephesians 4:14. Remember what Dwight Eisenhower said. When a people value its privileges above its principles, he said they're soon going to lose both. That's why we're in trouble. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on over the last 4 years in our country, friends? The opposite of what has been promised. You're looking like Europe more and more and more and more all the time, America, all by design. Now look what they're trying to do. They're trying to give you some plandemic. They want you to legitimize it with them. In other words, pretend with them. And if you don't, this is what we're going to do to you. What are you going to do to me? What are you going to do to 330 million people? I'm sick of this, America. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It doesn't mean to stand by the president or any other official, as they like to be called, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. Hey, friends, it is patriotic to support him insofar as he is efficiently serving the country, not special interest groups. It's unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise, he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or about anyone else. And I'll tell you what, you want to get in a real hot debate or conversation with someone, hit their favorite candidate. You can talk about Christianity and fake hypocrisy found in the church and all this other stuff, but nothing hits the core until you talk about their favorite politicians. And that only proves what their heart's attached to and whom it is that they serve. And again, going back to suggest that either one of these guys are legitimate is to suggest that Batman debating with the Penguin is legitimate as well. These are the clowns in the circus of politics. They've been exposed for being the clowns in the circus of politics over and over and over again. And the best way to find out for yourself is to simply read the Word of God and the Constitution. It's really that simple. When I was a little boy, I remember when me and my mom and my brother and her boyfriend would go to the pro wrestling matches. And I can also remember when we would be inside of the auditorium and how I thought to myself how the roof stayed intact. How did it stay intact, man? It was so loud in there. Okay? I would look at my mom and my brother, and they would be literally yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs. And at the same time, they would be laughing sadistically. Why? Because they knew it was fake. They knew it was fabricated. They knew it was a facade. They knew it was fictitious. What's scary here is the American people have not yet come to that realization, and I knew this when I was a little kid. When I was a little kid, and yet they're still the grown-ups of the world. Look what they've done in this world, by the way. Look how they act over their favorite politicians. Just like somebody in the audience at one of their favorite, standing behind one of their favorite wrestlers, all the while knowing, giving their money to be deceived by their favorite wrestlers. It's the same thing, identically happening here, friends. The same exact thing. I remember when it was all over, we would leave the building and everyone's voice was completely shot. In the meantime, the Pro Wrestling Federation CEOs were creating new rivals and scenarios to get you back into the building so that the fans could be lied to on another day. Now, what's crazy about all of this, people, is that the people, again, knew it was fake. They knew it was fake. Premised on nothing but lies. Hey, folks, get me around the President of the United States of America. Get me around Ted Cruz. Get me around Trey Gowdy. Get me around your favorite politicians, and I will make simple references to this document right here found in the U.S. Constitution, and I guarantee you they are going to instantly stonewall me. They're going to ignore me. They're going to try to slam me for telling them what their work detail is and what it isn't. See how dumbed down Americans have become? Everybody's talking about the debates. There was no debate. Hey, folks, the debate is this. You drink the Kool-Aid, you lose more of your freedoms. See, they want to pull you into this unconstitutional talk so they can continuously strip you of your God-given rights the same way that they're doing through this plandemic right now. And this is exactly why they're so busy trying to ban and censor and shadow ban and expunge anybody that would dare speak out against them. Now, I told Tim Brown after we found out this morning we were banned from YouTube again, I said, you would think that with all of the truth that we're telling about Donald Trump, if all of this stuff, as you've been told, the left believes about Donald Trump, you would think all these big tech companies would love us. You would think they would promote our content, but it only proves the point as to what I'm telling you right now. They're on the same team. There is no left-right paradigm, friends. There's none. And I'm talking about the Republicans fighting the Democrats. There's no difference. You lose, they win. You lose, they win. See, they've sold their souls like Judas has for 30 pieces of silver. They win. You lose. Folks, do a little homework over the last year, the decades of your life, and tell me what I'm telling you is not true. Because it's the same scenario over and over and over again. Former governor and pro wrestler, once again, Jesse Ventura, love him or hate him, he was right. He said, in my era of wrestling, there was no guaranteed contracts. It was inherent that you draw the crowd in to make money. Who's drawn into these debates? Well, how do you do it? You just continuously keep the banner going between Joe Biden and Donald Trump and forget about the 1,152 other options you have. So don't sit there and tell me about what I don't know or what Tim Brown doesn't know, friends, because the fact of the matter is we're trying to wake up the American people to understand that they are being lied to by their favorite wrestlers, by their favorite clowns, by their favorite politicians, all one and the same. They're actors, America, and they're paid to do so. And they're paid to do so. You want me to give you a couple analogies? I can. I love this. You know how the two rivals are always set up in pro wrestling? You know, there's one bad guy, and then there's one good guy, right? You're taught by the media, they continuously wield control over who you like and who you don't like at length if you stay out of the Word of God. You see how that works? But when you stay in the Word of God, you can easily expose these clowns for who they are. They're criminals. But I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you how the rivals in pro wrestling have always been put up. And in many cases, behind closed doors, those rivals publicly are best friends behind closed doors. I'm going to give you some analogies in just a couple moments. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so this is what we're after, friends. Oh, by the way, I wanted to let you know, and Tim ran me through his outlets, one show last Saturday, friends. One show, right? Unsolicited. Tim put me up on his YouTube page, and then he threw me through another outlet. 15,000 people were watching, okay? So all my YouTube friends, just so you understand how they're censoring this content, the reason they're censoring it is because I'm paying attention to the people that are getting it. They're getting it. And listen, I'm not here to dig a hole in to put you back into it. No, I'm here with a smile on my face pulling you right out of the hole when you say, oh my goodness, I've never seen this before. Once you come to your senses, once you come to yourself and begin to understand what's going on here, I'm here to hold or to pick you up and to pull you right back and to put your feet upon the Word of God and say, study that and study the Constitution, because I'll tell you what, this is just the beginning of things that you're going to discover as to what's taking place in this country today. And it is nothing short of being criminal. The candidates, by the way, people are asking right now, presidential candidates, if you go to the left side of I'm typing this out right now. If you go to the left side of the YouTube page right now, friends, you will find them. There's actually 1,156 was my last count. There's probably more than that right now. Okay. Just so you know again that you have, literally a plethora of other presidential candidates that you have not been told, you've not heard a peep about. And that should concern everybody, regardless of where you're at, as to how your information is being censored, vetted, and force-fed to you by a criminal outlet. Okay? And I'm talking about these corporations that continuously inundate the globe with propaganda to indoctrinate them to accept their control over all mankind. That's at the end of the day what it's all about. Read Deuteronomy 28. Verse 68 when you get a moment. Now let's get over to this, because again, I want to show you, I don't want to just throw it out there without backing it up. I want to back it up with something. And what I want to back it up with is giving you an example after example after example after example of how politics is identical to pro wrestling. Now, they said this. I didn't say this. We've had Ronald Reagan say that it's like show business. We've had former governor and pro wrestler say that it's identical. Politics and pro wrestling are identical. The list goes on and on and on and on. But I just want to give you a couple examples. Listen to this. Pro wrestlers John Cena and Randy Orton, they both debuted in 2002. And the years that followed, both would rise to major superstar status. And it means, that's what that means, friends, is they sold out the most to the powers that control them. That's literally what it means, okay? 1 Kings 13:22. Now, having won in 12 and 15 WWE championships, all bought and paid for, John Cena and Randy Orton have been involved in one of the best feuds of the past decades. A contrived, created, fabricated rivalry filled with personality, amnesty, and hatred, all created. Okay? Paul Heyman serves as the advocate for Brock Lesnar, who on camera at WWE, but away from the sideshow, Heyman is not just a mouthpiece for the beast, but a friend of the wild animal as well. Whoa, this is pretty crazy, friends. Let's go on to the next one. Ric Flair, Rowdy Roddy Piper, who's no longer here with us, spends his whole life deceiving the people, and I suspect he had a pastor tell his family members how he's being ushered into heaven right now. Folks, just not true. They both go back a long ways, Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper, coming face to face in the ring for many years before winning the World Tag Team Championship, all bought and paid for, all pre-scripted. They won it together, and later on in their careers, just so you know, the animosity and the rival as the feud, just so you understand that it was all created, Rowdy Roddy Piper stood as the best man at Ric Flair's wedding. They were best friends, as are the rest of them. Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero had something that is hard-pressed to find in professional wrestling, a true admiration and sincere love for one another. While many other names could have been attached to Guerrero, Mysterio was chosen out of history, and they worked together for years, both as a tag team partners and as bitter rivals. They're best friends. They're best friends. No matter the situation, magic would happen when these two met in the ring. In 2006, Mysterio would win the World Heavyweight Championship, all fake, and dedicate the biggest victory of his career to his fallen friend who died. His best friend. I thought they were rivals. No, they weren't. Behind closed doors, they were the best of friends. Well, no matter, friends, what they say, you're going to have to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. Let me give you another one. Former wrestler Chris Jericho said, if Shakespeare was alive today, he would be writing wrestling shows. It's all pre-scripted stuff, just like these debates. Do you ever, friends, question how these said debaters, these candidates, just when they're asked the question, just have the answer instantaneously? They're pre-scripted questions. They're softballs. They're all topics that pertain to their agenda that they're pushing forward. Now, if they had a mediator to actually stand there and make reference and ask the question, hard questions, the burden of proof falls on both of you, presidential candidates, as to where have you been given that delegated authority to do so? Can you show me in the U.S. Constitution where you've derived that authority for you to do what you say that you want to do? They would be dumbfounded. If you make reference to the Constitution, they would be dumbfounded. They would be dumb. Folks, had a friend out in Maryland. Went out and met him. He was a representative. When I went in and I met with him, the first thing I noticed was the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence that he had in his left pocket. And he had told me that the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence is so foreign to those that are to serve we the people that when he went to the federal floor to give some information to the rest of those said representatives, the court reporter had the audacity and asked him, what was it that you were making reference to? Friends, he was making reference to, guess what? The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. Hey, folks, what's sad about all of this is that the Constitution is as foreign to the American people and the Word of God is as foreign to professed Christians as to them that are to serve we the people. So everybody's become biblically and constitutionally illiterate. And we wonder why we end up in the ditch. Well, if the blind lead the blind, guess what? Jesus said they're all going to end up in the ditch. And guess where they're at? That's exactly right. Chris Jericho said again, if Shakespeare was alive today, he would be writing wrestling shows. You see this McNinney for Donald Trump? Do you realize that whole circle of people around him are there to do nothing but to defend Donald Trump from his lies? And the American people are taken with it. During the break, I just pulled up a scroll really quick. And I'm not going to say the name because I think she's a good girl. I think she's just a little misguided. But she was talking about how Hunter Biden is being called out for collusion with Russia, with China. Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, they were all doing the same thing. With Harry Reid and folks, all of them, they all belong in front of the American people to stand. And the American people need to play judge, jury, and executioner. No question about it. For every single one of them. But this conservative, folks, they think that they're doing you a service by calling out the other side. What they don't know is there is no other side. They're on the same team. They haven't dug in deep enough to understand. And there's no excuse for that part. When I say the Word of God and the Constitution, that's what exposes, friends, those that are walking contrary to their purpose. Because there's no truth in them, John 8:44. These actors know what their job is and whom it is for in which they work. Special interest groups, the CFR, the list goes on. They're not working for you and me. They're not debating, friends, to serve we the people. You know that. Donald Trump's talking about vaccinations. They're highlighting what's been debunked over and over and over again globally. There's world uprisings in the masses across the globe right now concerning COVID-19 and part two of their political plandemic. People are waking up to what's going on. We have Ron Paul coming out with the CDC saying they're coming clean now. So in other words, everything that you've been told by your said representatives, if that's what you want to call them, they've lied to you. And folks, when you see that they've lied to you, that means they committed a crime against you, and that means you have to stand up, which is the mercy of God, and keep His commandments and execute judgment upon the heads of the wicked. And if you fail to do that, don't complain about what you tolerate. It's all controlled opposition. It's deliberate, and it's a deliberate attempt to make opposing effort to an existing power base or obtain control of any opposition to one's own efforts. That would be you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.